If you're looking for a way to help birds or take your support to the next level, this May, I would love for you to join the Birds Canada Birdathon. It's easy to participate in and helps raise thousands of dollars for bird conservation. Learn more at birdscanada.org/birdathon. Now let's get to the episode. Hey, buddy, how's it going?
It's going all right. It's going all right. Pretty pumped to see the results and to hear what happened, what just happened.
All right. Slow down. Okay. I'm Andrea. You are?
Andres Jimenez.
Of course. And so we're just catching up. It's the evening. We don't normally do these spontaneous, like, let's sit down and record. But the Warblers podcast just won an award.
Yeah, insert applause on here.
Yeah, we just won a Nature Inspiration Award from the Canadian Museum of Nature. Like, what?
Yeah.
That's so cool. How do you feel, man? This is like your dream.
It is literally one of the things I've set out to do in my life. I always wanted to inspire people in nature and hold and behold the Warblers, which is a project that is really close to my heart, manages to get an award for inspiring people and for inspiring people into nature. And so it's one of those rare times in which you get to enjoy achieving what you set out to do.
Yeah.
And so it's a pretty unique feeling.
It's been a ton of work and you were in it right from the ground, right from the start. And there's an incredible team. It's not just the two of us. There's so many good people on the podcasting team. And of course, so many good people at Birds Canada. Like a lot of our guests have been Birds Canada staff. But then the supporters too, or the people who listen to the podcast, the people who get out and do action for birds. Like, oh man, there are so many good people behind this just doing stuff for birds.
Yeah, I think that's important to remember that the podcast won an award, but the podcast is just a communication. It's a means of communication, right? It's just a way of packaging information in a way that reaches you and that reaches whoever is listening. But the nature inspiration comes from the stories of people and comes from the magic that everyone puts into an episode. And it also comes from the people listening to it. And so it's fantastic to see how thousands of people converge into this one way of communicating. It's magnificent.
It's so good. And yeah, the other finalists at the awards, we were just tuning into it virtually. There were some incredible other projects. It's actually really, really wonderful to know that Canada's got so many good people working to make an impact for nature.
There were incredible projects. And when they started reading the nominees, I was like, oh, right, we might just not win this.
Some of the youth, oh my goodness.
The youth winners were incredible. Novelists, writers, and then solar panel innovators, all in the same person. It was incredible.
Oh, man.
And so it was fantastic to see the amount of innovation, the amount of inspiration that comes out of Canada. Someone recently said that Canada is the second biggest country in the world, but it's actually one of the smallest countries in the world. And yeah, there's very few people here. There aren't that many people. And so the space is small, but within that small space, so much inspiration comes out.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome to see what our fellow Canadians are getting up to. Unreal. Thank you for the quick call. I just wanted to like pat each other on the back and pat our supporters on the back and just feel good about it. It's nice to, like you said, take the minute to celebrate when something awesome happens.
Yeah, I want to thank all the listeners and all the people that have supported the podcast, from the people that make the music for it, to the ones that edit it, to the ones that engineer it, and all the way up to the people that listen to it, because listeners are what make this podcast come alive. And more important, listeners are the people who take action for birds, the ones that share the optimisms, the ones that share the good news, the ones that learn more species, the ones that learn how to go birding, and the ones that treat their windows and actually keep birds alive.
Yeah, it's all you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Warblers is produced by Jody Allaire, Ruth Friendship Peller, Kate Dogleish, and Andrea Gress. This episode was edited by Greg McLaughlin and engineered by Katie Zhang, with music by Jose Mora and art by Alex Nickel. Until next time, keep birding! Yeah.